Good morning, everybody. It's time for the Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care Show. It's Elder Care Radio, only on News Radio 890-925-KDXU. Here's Richard and Kaylee.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for being here this morning. We love our radio community and appreciate your support. We are Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care. We are here to help you live your very best life for as long as you can live by directing you to the resources you are looking for. Please call our office at 435-477-6999. Again, that number is 435-477-6999, or reach out to us on our website at pathwayhospicecare.com.
We have a lot of information today, so no time to discuss the weather or current events. Let's just get right into it. We have, for a long time, been trying to explain the benefits of palliative care and how that all works. And it is such a broad topic with so many different aspects. It's hard to kind of create a picture of that for some people.
But it is a feeling, and it's a powerful feeling. Yeah. The change in your cognitive ability and in your the way that we enjoy our life,
and how we can get these results from things that shouldn't really be related directly. And so, I was perusing PubMed, the publication part of the NIH, and found an article that was extremely interesting and really kind of brings this together for us. And so we kind of wanted to cover that today, and how it really is the perfect example of the power of palliative care. Have you ever felt that tinkling feeling in your brain? You know, there's just an overwhelming goodness that comes when you're experiencing something that's positive. You know, somebody's, and we'll give some examples, but you're just in a state where things are happening to you, just really, people are caring for you. They're right up there, attentive and talking to you softly and explaining something to you, or just having a conversation. And all of a sudden you get this tingly feeling in your brain, and you just get this kind of overwhelming calmness that comes.
A sense of goodness. I know I have. Does anybody have one of those scalp massagers that when you touch the top of your head, you can feel the tingling that comes down through your scalp into your brain, down your neck, through your spine, your shoulders, all the way down to your legs? That just overwhelming, relaxing sensation that just kind of makes you go, ooh, that feels good.
Or under the right circumstances, if you've gone to get your hair cut in a, you know, kind of a quiet environment, and the person's talking to you softly and really paying attention to you, but they're washing your hair and you feel that kind of scalp massage, and then they, you know, start clipping your hair, and you can hear the scissors, and it's kind of cathartic. If you've ever, you know, experienced that, that's another example.
The perfect massage where you go into the room and the lights are dimmed and the music isn't really music with words, but it's a softness and a flowing of perhaps rain or the trickling of a waterfall. The mood that is created by the environment and the sounds and the softness around you, it changes the way that you receive the touch of the massage.
Or another example that has been pointed out over and over again, and I don't know if some of you would recognize this, but The Joy of Painting by Bob Ross.
Who doesn't love him?
You know, and it's amazing that he's been on the air for so long, but it's kind of interesting when you're just, you know, watching him talk to you softly and just make these little noises, tap, 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 you know, that type of thing, and how relaxing it is.
I noticed that as I painted alongside of him, my outcome of my picture was never as beautiful as his, but I believed that he loved my work, even though he wasn't in the room to see it.
So this previously unstudied sensory phenomena is called ASMR, which stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, which I don't know that I could translate very well. Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response.
Other than saying it's a sensory phenomenon.
Right. So what it is you're getting input from your environment that is triggering something totally different in your brain. And so they call this synesthesia, where you something has an effect in another part of the body that we wouldn't have expected. And so it's really kind of an interesting phenomena, but it is the cause of relaxation, deep relaxation. In fact, there have been times when I haven't been able to sleep, and I'll turn on a show that is only mildly interesting, and Bob Ross would be a good example. I'm not a painter, but to just listen to him talk and things like that, that'll put me right to sleep. Well, there are people who are producing videos, and they're in it, and they do some role playing, or they act, whether that's getting your hair cut or going to a doctor's appointment and being examined. Somebody gave an example of going to the ophthalmologist for an eye exam, and not that puff of air in the eye, that's never comfortable, but after that, where they slide that machine up to you with all those lenses on it and start going through it, and they talk to you in a very soft voice and say, which is better, one or two?
And the clicking of this one or that.
That's right. And then they ask again, do you like one or two? And those type of experiences can have such a positive effect that people want to go more often. In fact, hairstylists who are very effective use that a lot, because people want to go back and experience that over and over again. And so it's just an interesting, brain science, and things that we may not have really realized can be so important.
I know I am one of those people that really enjoy the hairstylists who take the time to take you to the back room where the room is a little bit dimmer, and they wheel you back to the warm, warm trickling of the water going through your head. And as they wash your hair, they actually massage your scalp. I no longer want to speak. I don't want to talk about my kids. I just want to close my eyes and enjoy that head massage, that scalp massage, before I get my hair cut. And then who doesn't love to have their hair played with?
And this study was just about YouTube personalities who focus on this, and many of them have huge followings, significantly more than many famous people. We won't mention any names, but the followings are great for people who realize. And so it's ASMR, and you can Google that. And it's just, there were some examples that they used of a lady who was just acting like she's cutting your hair and not really saying anything, but just kind of having a conversation with you in a very, very soft tone, lots of whispering.
And you can see the comb coming towards the screen and the scissors clipping on the outsides of the screen, and it kind of brings you to that place.
Yeah, and so your whole body starts to relax, and they use this to be able to fall asleep at night. They use it to eliminate anxiety. And these are drug-free options, obviously, to accomplish these things. They've had positive effects on people with depression, certainly some of the age-related issues that come up have been addressed, and it works for many people. And if you've had that experience, if you've ever had that experience where you just have this overwhelming feeling of goodness and calm, that's really what they're trying to trigger. Now, that could trigger that when we're talking about this relaxation, they also notice that it has an effect on what's called flow, and where you have this absolute focus on what's going on, and you lose track of time, and you just have such a clear mind. Those are just some really great, incredible options.
This sensory phenomenon is especially helpful when dealing with chronic illnesses and crises. If we can find a calmness and a sense of peace in an environment that otherwise seems chaotic, it changes the tone, it relaxes us, it takes away stress, and it makes the day-to-day life more tolerable. We have found an incredible positive reaction or outcome when dealing with patients with Alzheimer's or dementia. When they are feeling chaotic and stressful and they are in a high intense mode, it's when we can bring a calmness and an almost whispering or that tingling effect to them that they begin to relax and come back to a state of peacefulness where you can actually communicate with them in a way that they can receive the messages.
And so when we're talking about the things that trigger this response, in the study that they did, they found that 75% of the people found that whispering was a primary part of this, where you're talking extremely soft, and that closeness, that proximity. If you ever do watch an ASMR video on YouTube, you'll find that the person is really close to the camera and talking very softly so that they're right in front of you. The personal attention, that's an important thing, that it's about you. And so it's these experiences come when we have this happen to ourselves.
When my kids were younger and they would have a stressful day and they were having a hard time unwinding and settling into bed, I would always read books at night, but I would always end with the book, the golden book, The Whispering Rabbit. I loved that book because about 3 pages into it, the bunny rabbit swallows a bumblebee, and how does he wake up the bumblebee to get him out of his throat? Is the bumblebee is only concerned with very soft noises, so he begins to whisper. And as he goes throughout the forest and he whispers to all of his friends that there's a bumblebee in his throat, he's talking in a very soft voice, and I would carry that, the tone of the words in the book, with this whisper, and I would go through to each page in a whisper and talk to my kids about how Bunny Rabbit is starting to relax and settle into his nest, and he would say good night, Mama Bear, and good night to Daddy Deer, and he would say goodnight to his butterfly friends, and he would softly settle in and go to sleep. And inevitably, by the end of the whispering book, each of my kids had relaxed, settled in, closed their eyes, and were ready for sleep.
So if we can imagine that in our day-to-day activities, especially with some of our family members, whether they're young or old, if we try some of these techniques and we talk softly and up close and personal and just in a caring way, we may have an extraordinary impact on their sense of well-being and be able to help them relax. It doesn't necessarily work for everybody, I'll just say that. But, like I said, whispering, that's the biggest part of this, and then that personal attention. And then they use the term crisp sounds, and they use examples like scissors cutting or the tapping of a paintbrush on canvas as those repetitive, you know, things that are going on. Slow movement is another part of that. And 34% of the participants said that they just liked watching repetitive tasks. Now, from my experience, and I would say that I watch very little social media, but the things that seem to be most satisfying for me, other than, you know, some of the comedy, are just, somebody doing something that's mildly interesting and in a very simple way, just going through that process. And I think a lot of people have seen that in videos that they watch. And now you know that the science behind it, ASMR is an important part of that.
Medications can have an improved effect when applied with ASMR and have a tremendous outcome when we actually implement ASMR techniques along with medications, which is another phenomenon, really.
Yeah, so if we're trying to accomplish things, now it's interesting that ASMR alone can have the really positive effects that sometimes we've depended on medication for, but the medication and ASMR together can compound that positive effect. We can get more out of less, and so we avoid some of the negative impacts of some of those drugs. And the effect on mood is really incredible. 80% of the participants in this study said that they could feel that effect of ASMR, and 14% said, well, I'm not sure. So that's 94% of people either were positive or weren't quite sure that they were positive from it. But those are great numbers. Now, there's been other studies. One of them now has covered 130,000 people, let me restate that. I'm not sure what the number of people is, but it was 130 countries from around the world. And they find that these same things work universally. So it's not a cultural thing. It is an innate, part of our DNA that we appreciate that. And you look at studies on monkeys that groom each other, you know, and how calming and relaxing that can be. And this is kind of the same thing in that taking care of somebody else and just focusing your attention on them and how powerful that can be.
again, the brain sensory phenomenon.
So what we're going to do with our staff is we are going to talk about how this can be used in going to speak to the families that they care for, because we can be excellent at everything we do, but if we can add a layer of additional care and thoughtfulness that just has a wide impact, then that's going to be an important thing. So we want to improve that for everybody.
I like to call it reading the room. There's a time for robust conversations or enjoyable, lighthearted chit-chat. And then there comes a time within a meeting or an appointment that the focus turns towards your loved one, and a calmness should fill the room, a confidence and a supportive way of expressing your love and concern for somebody can really change the outcome of each appointment.
So just to review what this ASMR is, it's a positive feeling, relaxation, and a distinct static-like tingling sensation on the skin. The sensation typically originates at the scalp, and you know the response is triggered and travels down the spine. Those are the kind of feelings that we are looking for, and those are the benefits that really have an impact, where we have an increased sense of relaxation, our mind is able to focus and not be distracted by other things, we just have this clarity of thought that is so empowering that we can accomplish things. Now, some other things besides whispering and closeness, repetitive sounds, whether that's a tapping sound or other things that are soothing and cathartic, those are going to be very positive parts of this. And it's the goal to change that mood, to give us that relaxation. If you have a hard time sleeping at night, I would highly encourage you to consider trying this to see if it works. You can just Google ASMR on the web, find some videos, watch those. For me, you know, to start watching them, they seem a little bit hokey, but then if you just are able to get past that and say, I'm willing to try this, you do start feeling those senses of calm and relaxation.
An overwhelming sensation of calm and peace and relaxation. And that's really the goal, isn't it? Obtaining a flowing state of peace and relaxation.
So that's what we're hoping that we've accomplished today in having this conversation and talking in muted tones. I don't know if you've noticed this.
Oh, I'm sure they have.
If it annoyed you, we apologize. If you found it intriguing, then we really encourage you to implement it for yourself, but also implement it in dealing with other people, whether that's at work. Now, my wife will say that she has noticed that if she speaks quietly, people tend to strain to listen, and that allows them to focus more. Mm-hmm. Versus if you are very loud, people can think, well, I can hear that without having to think about it.
And I can attest that it works in this room, because as we're leaving, we're going to have to wake Andy up.
That's right. He is so relaxed right now. You can see it in his eyes. But it works with our kids. You know, we've done this, and we didn't understand what it was. It was just things that we've done that had an effect, and now we have the scientific term for it, ASMR, autonomous sensory meridian response. Yes, I'm just trying to get that off the top of my head. So, but it's an exciting part of what can be. So we're kind of excited about that.
Try it with your loved ones, those who are struggling to deal with new information of a chronic illness or a life-limiting disease. Try this ASMR program with them. I think you'd be truly surprised with the outcome and response. It's pretty amazing. As I said before, it is a brain sensory phenomenon. I liked that it was described that way, because if you really consider the impact that these sensory emotional responses have on our entire overall well-being, I think you'd be surprised at the impact and the power that palliative really does have on people.
And I'm looking for the, they're just starting to study it. And so they're trying to figure out what it is, but they've noticed that a lot of the responses seem to parallel those responses we get from oxytocin. And oxytocin is that brain chemical that is, it's considered the love chemical. And where we start to experience a sense of well-being from somebody else showing us love. And so it makes perfect sense that that's what it is, that it's this caring interpersonal reaction. Now, this study was talking about just watching videos and how effective that is, because it mirrored what people had experienced in real life. But you and I have the power to actually implement this in real life with real people. We don't have to turn it into a video. And that's where sharing with your family, with your kids or your grandparents or your parents, and just sitting down with them up close and personal and, you know, whatever that comfortable distance is, and just caring for them and talking softly and doing some repetitive tasks with them to make them feel that warm comfort and relaxation. But the oxytocin thing was just, it's interesting that there is some way that this is going to be worked out and people are going to figure it out. But there's a lot of studies that still need to be done.
There is a chemical release that happens in our brain that does penetrate through our entire system as we use ASMR. And this is the first time that they've actually applied an acronym or a term to it, but many of us have used it throughout our life, I'm sure. Another big question is, how do these health benefits of ASMR compare to the wildly reported health benefits of yoga, of mindfulness, of meditation? And how do these health benefits of ASMR compare to the therapeutic pros and cons of medications used to treat anxiety and insomnia? Could the ASMR wave have an impact and require less in the way of those anxiety medications? Could we actually help people find their calmness, their peace, their sense of well-being through using ASMR over anxiety meds, or maybe just reducing the amount of anxiety meds in combination with ASMR? It's an interesting trend that I'm really excited to explore.
There was a reference to a study done at Dartmouth College where they actually did brain scans of people while involved in ASMR, and the amount of change in their brain that was, you know, visible in the graphs was pretty incredible. And yet this is a simple thing, and that's part of what we love about what we do, is finding simple things that have such powerful impact without having to go to extremes to try and, you know, get something done. And it's within everybody's power. There is no need to pay lots of money for ASMR. If you're just looking for videos, those are free on the internet. If you want to implement it in your life, there aren't any classes that you have to take. Just be careful, caring, doing personal attention, calm, and whispering is a big part of that.
Each week we try and find topics to improve your life, to cause pondering and consideration, and hopefully make a positive impact on your life. If you want additional information on any of these studies or on any of our past programs, please give our office a call. Again, our telephone number is 435-477-6999. Again, that number is 435-477-6999, or reach out to us on our website and find out more about us at pathwayhospicecare.com.
And this week specifically for this show, give us a call and give us some feedback on whether this had any effect on you at all. We really appreciate it.
Positive or negative, it's an interesting topic for us, and we hope you explore more of it. Thanks for being here, everyone. Have a great week.